John June is right around the corner. That means Riverbend. That means hot and steamy Riverbend.
Well, it'll be June. It'll be damp and steamy, please.
Well, yeah. But what have you got cooked up for this summer? There are several concerts out at Riverbend.
Yes, indeed. We kick things off on June 8th with Smokey Robinson. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, the dean of Motown, composers and performers, and his remarkable songbook that he created for himself and for so many others. Mm-hmm. This will be his Pops debut, and it's a real, real treat to have him here for that.
That's in June.
June 8th. And then Broadway night is going to be on June 22nd, and we're bringing back the incomparable Brian Stokes Mitchell. Stokes is a consummate performer on the Broadway stage as the greatest leading man of the 21st century, easily. He's been in Kiss Me, Kate, in Showboat, Ragtime, Man of La Mancha, an incomparable voice. Many people heard him on my very opening concerts in September of 2011. He was our headliner, and there are a lot of people who had never heard of him here in Cincinnati. And I tell you, the phones were ringing off the hook after he came to visit, and we're so thrilled to have him come back to sing his great classic songs from the great Broadway musicals. And we're kind of mixing it up a little bit. We're going to be performing music from the great Broadway musicals that also made it onto the silver screen. So everyone's favorites are going to be there.
Two in June, then. You have your annual Red, White, and Boom.
Red, White, and Kablamo!
Yeah, blow them up.
Yes, it's Red, White, and Boom! Our July 4th spectacular, of course, is going to be featuring our fantastic Cincinnati Pops, also the May Festival Chorus, and our Classical Roots Community Mass Choir is going to be joining forces with us. We're going to do all the traditional classics, and it's great to have a full choir because then we can musically celebrate our shared independence.
Visiting with JMR, John Morris Russell, talking about the Riverbend season. And we'll shift gears a little bit. We want to talk about a brand new CD coming out, but we're going to save that for a little while. Let's talk about the upcoming 13-14 Cincinnati Pop season.
Yes, indeed. It is power-packed. We've got several Pops debuts and a lot of really great music. You know, so many people ask me, what do you do to put together a whole season? I kind of come back to, you know, what the Pops is all about. It's an orchestral experience that embraces the great American musical ethos. It's everything that is about our country. It's music from blues and jazz, R&B and rock and roll, films and Broadway. The Pops plays it all. Throughout the season, we like to celebrate those fantastic artists and the great musical experiences of America.
So is putting the season together a collaboration, or is it you maybe bouncing ideas off?
There's never any one point in time where we all sit down and say, okay, so what are we going to plan for the season? What we do is we have this big list. I call it the big list. And every time an idea comes to anyone, boom, it goes onto the list. And so we're constantly kind of stirring the pot, seeing what artists might be doing other performances somewhat regionally, or if someone from across the pond find out when they're here. Certain things happen in terms of cultural phenomenons, movies opening, and we try to be able to find things that are current, that are relevant, and that are spectacular. And so throughout the year, we stir the pot, and some things kind of float to the top, and those are the ones that we kind of grab and run with.
Give us some examples of what themes and guest stars.
Yeah. So we kick things off with a concert called The Final Frontier. It's not just the music of Star Trek, but it's also the music of Star Wars and the great orchestral classics that celebrate space. I mean, Star Trek, holy cow, you know, from the original theme of Alexander Courage to all of the movie themes, which were written by the greatest of Hollywood composers. And, of course, Star Wars, the incomparable John Williams, and what a rich legacy of music there. And then the great classics, the music of Gustav Holst from The Planets, also Sprach Zarathustra. Oh, Mozart's Jupiter Symphony.
Uh-huh.
We have taken all of this music and are going to be also featuring at the same time extraordinary images from the Hubble Space Telescope, from the space probes on Mars, to the deep space probe Voyager, from the distant planets. And so this is going to be marrying remarkable images, great music, and our special guest, George Takei.
When is that concert?
That is going to be September 20th, 21st and 22nd as we kick off the 13-14 season. And for those of you who do not know who George Takei is, crawl out from under a rock! George Takei, of course, who played Mr. Zulu on the TV series of Star Trek and then went on and played in probably a half dozen of the films as well. A bon vivant and super nice guy is going to be kind of walking us through the franchise of Star Trek and telling us little bits and pieces of the extraordinary stories associated with that.
A couple of weeks ago, when I saw the press release about the upcoming season, one name in particular jumped out at me. His voice, I think, ranks up with anybody in pop and R&B, Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
I am so
I didn't even
thrilled.
Know he did Pops concerts. I was so delighted to
Well,
see
he doesn't do a lot of them. And so we feel very fortunate that we were able to get him and have him here with the Pops. I first knew his voice, of course, from the Doobie Brothers. You know, so many classic recordings from that. But as I got a little older and my rock taste started to mature a little bit, I really got into Steely Dan. You know, and I never really looked at the albums much. You know, I just played them. And I kept on listening. I said, jeez, that sounds like Michael McDonald. And lo and behold, you know, you look at the liner notes, boom, there he is. So he did all this recording for Steely Dan. And, of course, a brilliant solo career as well. His voice is so distinctive, so evocative. He sang with Steely Dan a couple years ago at Riverbend, stole the show. And so I'm so excited to be working with him.
When is that concert?
That is going to be in October.
So that
October
would be the second concert then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And then a new series of concerts we're calling Pops Classics. So often, we always talk about our programs in terms of the guest star. And we've got a lot of fantastic ones that have performed with the Pops this season and for so many other seasons. But lest we forget, our remarkable orchestra, the incredible musicianship of our orchestra, and also our legacy of orchestral arrangements. When the symphony plays, we do pieces of Beethoven and Brahms, Mahler. Those are pieces that exist. I mean, Beethoven wrote them, Mahler wrote them, boom, they're in the library. With Pops, because this is a contemporary art form, we have to create our own arrangements. We have some great arrangers, Steve Reinecke, Timmy Behrens, Joe Price, just name just a few. And they create all of the orchestrations and the arrangements that make us sound so fantastic. I mean, half of the Pops experience are these great arrangements. And over the years, we have collected hundreds and hundreds of arrangements that are unique to us. What we wanted to do was to put our orchestra and our great legacy of orchestral arrangements on center stage.
So you're showcasing them.
That is Pops Classics. And we kick off our series of Pops Classics with a salute to Eric Kunzel and his greatest hits. And we all know, and I know from as associate conductor here for 11 years, there are those pieces that Eric could just would just light on fire.
Yep.
And we're putting those all together as a tribute to the great maestro. And of course, the coup de grace, we will be ending with the 1812 overture. I'm sure I'll be kind of bellowing there at the rehearsal. More organ!
We're talking with John Morris Russell, JMR, about the 2013 and 14 Pop season. Continue, my man.
Yes, indeed. Holiday Pops, a classic American voice, Ann Hampton Calloway. I first got to know Ann Hampton Calloway, and this is when I was a kid, because I used to listen to the Cincinnati Pops holiday disc all the time, and hers was a voice that was absolutely took my breath away. She has Broadway sensibility, but also jazz. She can get bluesy and gospely. Her range is extraordinary. And I finally got the opportunity to work with her with the New Jersey Symphony last season. It was a love fest. Let me tell you, she is a Christmas geek just like me. We spent all of our time talking about, you know, our favorite old recordings, right? And immediately I said, Ann, you got to come back to Cincinnati and join us for a show. And she immediately accepted. It's going to be a joyride.
That's Holiday 2013, which brings us to 2014.
Yes, indeed. Happy New Year. You might remember several years ago, Christian Chenoweth was going to sing with the Pops. And just within a few days of the performance, she had to cancel. You know, there's a huge scramble to find whoever is available. And there was this singer with great voice, very young. She did some work on Broadway, not really a known quantity. And her name was Megan Hilty. She walked out on stage and knocked it out of the park. Of course, then everyone backstage is all talking about this is going to be one of those concerts where everyone will say, do you remember when? Lo and behold, of course, she turned around and has had numerous Broadway hits. Her biggest hit, which is a television show on NBC called Smash, which is just catapulted her into the firmament. And she's going to be headlining a show of all of her great hits from Broadway and television. January 24 through 26. It's going to be cold outside, but it's going to be hot at Music Hall with Megan Hilty.
Who follows up that show then?
It's a classical mystery tour. These guys came together to create a Beatles salute. And we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
What's the date of that one?
Feb 9.
That is the anniversary, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah. These guys are tremendous. I've worked with them at Riverbend in my previous life as associate conductor here. And I was stunned, man, because there are all of these 50-somethings all running downstage and screaming. They're reliving their teenage years. These guys are tremendous. Every nuanced expression, their costuming, how they play, how they sing, everything is just right from the Beatles. It is extraordinary. The orchestral arrangements, these are all the original orchestrations of George Martin, who created these arrangements for the Beatles and created that unique sound. Remember in Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, where the brass band is playing, and then you hear the audience laughing, and then all of a sudden they burst into applause. Well, you look into the orchestral parts, and it actually has this little symbol for orchestra players to laugh with a crescendo and then to burst into applause at a certain point. You could close your eyes and listen to the music and say, wow, I am listening to your favorite classical recording live. Incredible.
Can't go wrong with any song in the Beatles catalog either.
Absolutely. Classic.
Next up.
Cocktail Hour. It's a music of the Mad Men era. Of course, everyone knows the AMC television show Mad Men, which has been a cultural phenomenon over the last several years. We've seen it in the fashion world, and we're also hearing it in the music world. We've had this renewed interest in the music of the mid-60s, the Rat Pack. Frank and Sammy and Joey and Dean, you know, classic. The guys were offbeat, swinging, hip, and hot. And Steve Reinecke, who's going to be conducting, put together this show that celebrates all the great music of that era. At the beginning of April, it's a salute to Pixar in concert. Pixar Animations, 13 films in their catalog. I think that every single one of these were extraordinary successes, and not just box office. In terms of the drama and the animation and the music, they're just so extraordinarily entertaining for everyone. You know, we think of Toy Story. I mean, each one was better than the next. Finding Nemo, Brave, Monsters, Inc., The Incredibles. Not only did they have an extraordinary group of animators, so cutting edge, but also great music, fantastic orchestrations, and fantastic memorable tunes. What we're doing in Pixar in concert is putting together those remarkable images and the incredible music. It will be like we're in a sound studio. Huge screen over the orchestra. We'll have click track. And throughout the entire concert, we're going to be watching all of those great animated films along with a live orchestral soundtrack.
With the score.
Absolutely breathtaking. This is going to be one of the first performances of Pixar in concert across North America.
When my boys were young, they were listening to music by this group called Boys to Men. And at first, I said, what are you listening to that for? And then it grew on me, and I really ended up liking these guys. And you got them coming in.
You betcha. Boys to Men, the number one selling R&B act of all time. Incredible voices, their pitch, their expression, their harmonies are just out of this world, along with fantastic orchestrations, beautiful, beautiful songwriting, and so heartfelt. It's going to be very, very special to have them here for one night only on Tuesday, April 29th. And another, Pops First, along with Boys to Men, is going to be our guest conductor, Sarah Hicks. Sarah Hicks will be the first female conductor of the Cincinnati Pops ever. She's a longtime associate conductor of the Minnesota Orchestra. She toured with Sting in Europe. She's conducted many of the Pops orchestras across North America. And so it's going to be a real treat to have her make her Cincinnati Pops debut here with Boys to Men.
So what a great season for 13 and 14, wrapping it up with Boys to Men. I kind of teased the fact that there is going to be a brand new Pops CD
coming
out.
Yes, indeed.
I'm done teasing now. You spill the beans.
It's Superheroes. Many folks will remember our
concert.
Superheroes concert that we did last fall. We recorded it right after the concert, and now we've been kind of mixing it, doing all of our tweaks and edits. It will be released worldwide just in a matter of months.
Concerts were very successful. What's the CD consist of? Give me some highlights.
Well, it's got all the big muscle superhero movie scores from the last several years. The Avengers, Iron Man, Thor. Holy cow, what a fantastic score for Thor. We had members of the May Festival Youth Chorus joining us for this, adding all the atmosphere underneath. Of course, our great orchestra, the CCM Musical Theater, added their voices for selections from Captain America, as well as a very special medley of the great TV themes from superheroes, including Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Super Friends, and Spider-Man.
So this will be available at Music Hall in the not-too-distant future?
Absolutely. And, you know, this continues in our great tradition of great cinematic CDs. And Eric and the Pops made so many fantastic recordings of great orchestral selections from TV and movies. And this is just going to be another great collection of these fantastic orchestrations. Now, on that medley of great TV songs, we have a very special narrator, but I cannot tell you right now. You know, during Superman, the classic TV show, you had the classic narration, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. Well, I was very tempted to do it myself, but then we found that there was this fantastic narrator that we were able to get and that we're going to be able to weave together here in post-production. Can't tell you his name, or else I'll have to lasso you with my bat lasso. That's all I just leave it right there.
Go no further. Thanks so much for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on everything that's going on Pops-wise.
Thanks, Brian. All the best.
John Morris Russell, and I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.